Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
STL is Y98 in the Brett Mega Show on Y98.
Happy Monday, back to school week.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kevin, it's your daughter's first day of college.
Yeah,
how does
I know.
That feel?
It's crazy. I feel extremely old, but I think she's prepared and ready
the same
to go.
Thing and,
yes,
yeah.
I was. You know, I was like, man, you know, and I think it's gonna be interesting because it's like a half day. You know, she's not used to just doing two or three classes and then coming home.
That was the craziest change at college. You like get two classes and you're like, cool, what do I do? Like, do I have to go to the next period? They're like, no, you just can go home if you want. And then you feel like the first freshman year of college, you feel like you're doing something wrong.
You just feel like you're cheating.
You feel like you're cheating. Like you're like, should be, you're skipping school or whatever. It's the weirdest feeling.
But it's been really cool because SIUE has provided a ton of different days for her to come and meet a lot of her classmates.
That's cool.
She had a breakfast thing on Friday, met some more of her classmates. So she's not just going in by herself. When she goes to these classes, she'll know some people.
Oh, good.
So she's excited about that.
Love that.
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Congratulations to mom and dad, too. Big deal. And I know you are anxious because it's your auntie, your twins, they start middle schools. They start sixth grade, and you're not going to be there.
Yes. This will be one of the first days of school that I'm not going to be there to help send them off. And this one, I feel like, is the most important because they're going to sixth grade, which for the district they go to school in, it's like a very big transition from elementary school into middle school. So I'm freaking out that I'm not there.
Do they take the bus? Would you go there or do you drop them off or you just see them off?
No, they come to my mom's every year for the first day of school.
Oh.
So me and my sisters, we all see them like get ready and stuff. And then my sister will drop them off at school.
That's fun. You took your sister, AB, to college at the University of Kentucky, right?
Yep. She'll be starting her sophomore year. She starts her work week this year.
You posted it. If you haven't seen it, maybe we could post it and then you guys can vote. I don't think AB did a single thing. She posted a time lapse of her setting up her sister's dorm room. She said in her sister's dorm room bet. I actually wrote her. I said, can you help your sister, please? Why did you go? It's a 5-hour drive.
Someone's going to test the bet.
Yeah.
I hate being this person, but I did actually help a lot. I was the one who had to move all the cars and drive around and find the parking spots so we wouldn't get towed.
Yeah.
I'm not in charge of the video for that reason. Also, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So
you have to know
when to sit down and let other people do things.
Yeah,
quoting the bear.
You and your sister Laura did a lot of sitting. That's all I'm saying.
I'm down to 9 fingers because of my ulcer.
I thought
that was going to be the first excuse out of the gate was the ulcer. So
we will post a video soon. Does AB do a single thing? Does she even lift the box? Else, how was your weekend?
Oh, you know, it was great. I'm sending Annie off to her first day
at teaching at a new school.
Yeah. So, you know, that's exciting.
She starts at Ladue, right?
Starts at Ladue.
Wow. Lots of firsts today.
Yeah.
So if you have Miss Burkhardt, that's my fiance.
The only.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Do you feel like most kids are headed back to school today and that's all happening and you might be sending your kid off to change the world? It's crazy to think. Sometimes I think to myself, man, the world is burning down. And then you hear these stories about kids and you're like, man, the kids are going to change everything. They're a game changer. Time Magazine announces a Kid of the Year, 2024 Kid of the Year. And some of these kids that have been nominated and then the kid who won it is just so ridiculously impressive. 15 years old, a kid invented a soap that offers affordable treatment for skin cancer, including melanoma.
Wow.
This will cost less than 50 cents to produce. It's garnered international attention from major corporations trying to invest in this kid who invented a soap that helps treat and prevent skin cancer at less than 50 cents.
That's amazing.
How about that?
Like, wow. Crazy. Like, what kind of crazy science experiment?
Yeah.
I was doing the dumbest stuff for my science.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiment. This kid is inventing soap that prevents and treats skin cancer.
I'm guessing he did this as like out of passion, but regardless of like his reasoning, how amazing. Like you always think like, what is my son or my daughter doing in their room all the time? Well, this guy has a pretty valid excuse. Mm-hmm. He's literally changing his own life and the entire world.
Yeah, internationally, it's getting a lot of attention saying they could words they're using is this has the potential to shape and change the future of skin treatment. Completely.
Wow. Forget about kid of the year, person of the year.
I know, right?
Absolutely.
You know? And I'll just shout out some of these other inventors and kids who are also being nominated and honored as well. There's a kid who developed a fire preventable device, an advocate for harmful chemicals, a kid who protects pets for unhoused people from extreme heat, a deaf actor who advocates for authentic representation, and an entrepreneur who donates bikes to children. All of these kids are under the age of 15. Some of them are 11 years old. Like, all
That's
of them
amazing.
Did all of those big things. So when you send your kid off to school today, just know that big things could be happening. The kids are going to change the world. It's all brought to you by Together Credit Union. Get paid to save with Empower Checking, a new high-yield checking account. Visit togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Brewers. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is tomorrow at 6:45 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day. I know a lot of people going back to school today. Big deal. But it's also National Potato Day, guys.
Oh, hey!
Might be a bigger deal. What is the best way to eat, consume potatoes?
Ooh, this is a really, really tough poll. I feel like I'm in school taking a quiz. I think my favorite way to eat a potato is definitely mashed.
Mashed potatoes?
It's easier to just like, you know, fork it down.
Because you can fork it down is the reason? All right.
Yep.
Because there is a lot. Mashed potatoes, french fries, hash browns, cheesy au gratin potatoes.
I was going to say, if they're done right.
Chips.
Yeah. Oh, man. I totally forgot about chips.
I know you're a chip guy. That's why I threw it out because you're a boss answer.
I thought you said oh-ish, not oh-chips.
Oh-chips. Oh, that's tough.
Now he's all thrown off.
No, I still have to go with a good crinkle fry.
A crinkle?
The crinkle french fry, it's like old school, but when it is cooked right, it is the best way to consume a potato.
It's funny. I literally just told my wife this weekend. The crinkle fry is the most overrated fry.
What?
I literally just want to rant about crinkle fries for some reason.
I strongly disagree with you.
I like the thin fries, like real thin.
Shoestring?
No. Yeah, like a shoestring.
As I said, if they're cooked right, they're fantastic.
You and Steak and Shake can go have a field day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, Alex?
I think for me, I am like a cheesy potato, like casserole guy.
Okay.
I think that's it for me.
Like an au gratin, au gratin, whatever they say, those fancy people.
I think for me, it's a baked potato.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
What is
baked
wrong?
Potato
and
sour cream,
with just like
butter.
A lot of cheese, a lot of sour cream.
The skin of the baked potato?
No.
You don't?
I just heard recently that it's good for you to eat the skin.
Yeah, sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. It just depends on, you know.
I think a baked potato is so boring, though.
No.
Like, even though,
not if you stuff it with enough.
Like barbecue and stuff like that. Yeah, that's good. I think I'm with Alex. Like a cheesy, like, mm-hmm. Like that's the best when you get it done right. Like that. or French fries, but I feel like that's just too
basic.
No,
you can't pick three things.
No, I said cheesy au gratin. That's number one.
He also likes chips.
Right.
Yeah. French likes everything.
I actually love potatoes. I'm just a big potato guy.
The polls are open.
All right, speaking of back to school, we're going to send you our own school. Hannah's homeschool is open. Class is back in session. Pop culture pop quiz game. And we got Blues versus Wild tickets for the season opener. Enter Press Center on October 15th. Blues versus Wild tickets are yours. 314-531-9898.
Hannah's homeschool.
Lindsay, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. All right, Lindsay, are you down to play Hannah's homeschool?
I am.
All right, Lindsay, it's going to be you versus Hannah. You think you got her or what?
I hope. I don't know.
Is this like the Lindsay I went to high school with?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, this is hilarious.
What high school?
We went to Summit. You don't know that about me, Brett?
No. I should know it because that's like the infamous question.
Yeah, hello?
Where'd you go to high school?
Okay.
Summit. Okay. Summit. Sandbags.
Right. Love the Falcons, Brett. Falcons.
Summit Falcons. Okay. Okay. The Summit Falcons. Let's do this. Falcon person.
Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to have you and Hannah answer the same five pop culture questions. Hannah, leave the room. We're going to grill Lindsay about questions about you in high school.
Mm-hmm.
How was she in high school, Lindsay?
You know, she was a year younger than me, but everyone loved her.
All right, whatever. We thought we were going to get some juicy gossip from you, Lindsay. All right, let's just answer the five questions. Here we go. Lily Collins stars as Emily, who works in a high-end marketing world. The show is known for its relationship drama and fashion called Emily in...
Paris.
Boom. Which team is on the newest season of Hard Knocks on HBO Max?
The Browns.
Okay. Jeff Bezos owns what company?
Shoot.
Like one of the biggest companies in the world. One of the richest humans alive.
I don't know.
Throw out a company you think he might own.
Crypto.
Crypto. Okay. All right. When you think of biggest companies in the world, you own crypto. Okay.
I don't know.
Summit for the win with great education.
Right.
Okay.
Just joking, Lindsay. This rapper went country and released a country album called F1 Trillion.
Post Malone.
Yep. And then who founded Apple? Another question about big companies.
Steve Jobs.
Yes, there you go. Hey.
Right. Good job.
So you got 3 out of 5. You missed the sports question, and it was not crypto, okay?
Okay, I want to hear Hannah's answers.
All right, we'll see how Hannah does with all of us, too, in one song.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room, a showdown of high school in Hannah's homeschool. She's competing against her Feather Summit Falcon.
What the heck?
Fellow, say that 5 times, huh?
Brett, are you drunk already?
Yeah, actually, I am drunk. Fellow okay. Summit Falcon in Hannah's homeschool. Hannah could not hear the questions and me drinking on air when she was outside the room. So, Lindsay, do you want to tell Hannah how many you got right?
3, Hannah.
Okay, that's not bad.
Lindsay, did you think I asked really hard questions or was it your own fault?
It was probably my own fault.
All right. Lily Collins stars as Emily, who works in the high-end marketing world. The show is known for its relationship drama, fashion. It's called Emily in...
Paris.
Emily in Paris. Just recently came out. Which team is on the newest season of Hard Knocks?
You know I'm not a sports girl. Wait. You talked about this.
I did actually talk about it recently.
Bears.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Wow. Hannah listens to me. Lindsay
not
said Browns.
Really.
Jeff Bezos owns what company? Both of you guys don't.
Yeah, come on.
Owns literally the biggest company in the world.
I honestly don't know that I know either. Apple?
Not
no,
Apple. Not crypto.
Does start with an A.
Amazon. Amazon, guys. He's the owner of Amazon. Literally the second richest person in the world.
Sorry, I get my billionaires mixed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This rapper won country and released a country album called F1 Trillion.
Post Malone.
And then who founded Apple? Since
what?
You wanted an Apple question, who actually was the founder of Apple?
I feel like you just made up that question.
No, I actually didn't, which is pretty funny. But
who
Lindsay got this right, by the
right.
way.
Who made up Apple? Not Zuckerberg.
Okay.
He's Facebook man. Not Elon Musk. He's Twitter man.
Did not create Twitter, but yeah, just bought it because he didn't
right,
like it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Need a final answer.
I don't know.
Lindsay, you want to tell her?
Steve Jobs.
That's right. That rich man.
I would have taken like Warzanowski too, but I didn't think I was getting that.
Yeah, no.
That's good enough for a win, though. Hannah got four, or what did you get? Three out of five.
Let's
that was a tie.
We can say
guys
four.
Tied. No. Lindsay, see, you didn't think you did well, and you still tied,
I'll
Hannah.
I'll take it.
Though a tie goes to Hannah, so you have to say this is Lindsay and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Lindsay and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Okay, let's check out what's trending, guys. I know you get back from the weekend, you're back to school starting, you're like, life's crazy. I don't have time to check the internet. We'll check it for you. These are all the trending stories right now. I'll just read off some headlines, and Hannah, you tell me which ones people need details on.
All right.
Which ones I could just keep it moving on. Gen Z is buying vintage cassette tapes, but there's a problem.
I'm going to guess that they're not actually vintage. They're probably like from 2002 and they're like, look at this vintage artifact.
No, your guess would be wrong. They're legit. They work.
They got nothing to play just, them in.
No, that's not kinda. They don't know how to work them. Gen Z's are like, these are cool. It's very hip. It's very trendy. But they don't know how to work a cassette tape. They like don't know how to put it into the
My sister does it all the time.
Does she? Yep. It's like a new trend. Yeah, wow. Gen Z's buying cassette tapes. It's cassette tapes are becoming like the new vinyl. Like now,
Radio Shack is like, yes, we're back.
Yeah. The power of having a pet.
Oh, yes. It's super powerful. Tell all the people about it. AB, you're listening.
You have a better life. AB, who is not a dog person and has a dog named Carly Rae Jepsen, we feel bad for. Research has linked owning a pet and having a pet reduces rates of heart disease, improved weight loss, lower blood pressure. In fact, having a pet might be the key to a better mental health, too, according to the researchers at University of British Columbia. It's significantly better life when you have a pet.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
How much time do brides spend on planning their wedding?
I'm done with bridal talk. My bridal situation of me being a maid of honor is a little hairy, so we're going to keep it moving.
Hairy? That's an interesting word to describe it.
I didn't like that.
Alex, you can know that's like a full-time job.
Well, it is. I won't call Hannah for help.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, don't. conversation starters. These are, they're saying, so this is the number one TV game show.
What? I thought it was conversation starters.
Yeah, that's what people are saying is the number one TV game show.
Okay, what?
People are talking about. I'll give you the top four. Wheel of Fortune.
No, disagree.
American Ninja Warrior at three.
Okay.
Family Feud at number two, which I thought would be number one.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, you're going to love it. Don't you watch it every day?
Every day.
Jeopardy.
That's my final answer.
Yeah, Jeopardy is the number one.
What about Deal or No Deal? I feel like
eight
a lot of people like that.
Price is Right finished seven. I also thought a little disrespect to Price is Right. You know what finished ahead of Price is Right that I've never seen before is The Floor.
What?
Floor. Oh, yeah.
I don't watch The Floor.
I've never seen that either.
And that's so disrespectful of Price is Right. Everyone knows that you watch Price is Right when you're homeschool.
That's right. Yeah,
that's the
first
right
day of school,
passage.
And I'm already going to pretend I'm homesick and it's going to watch Price is Right. Come on, give me a break.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're about to kick off an hour of commercial-free music on the first day of school. That's a good way to kick it off. And we'll give you a little pop quiz. Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can get it correct. The number one profession of characters in romance novel is obviously a doctor.
Ah, Grey's Anatomy.
Number two is, though. What do you think is number two?
I think number two is a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Ooh. Shout out Suits.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, is Suits a romantic comedy?
There's some romance.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't watch it, so I didn't know. All right.
It's not a doctor, not a lawyer. It's a cop. It's a police officer.
Ooh, police officer. Yeah.
I think I know what it is.
Say it all like,
I think it's a musician.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Coming from Alex Rich,
or I guess,
the musician.
Like, artist. Like
she goes
artist.
Into the bar, sees the guy on stage, mm-hmm. or, you know, like, sees the woman on stage, very Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper and Shallow.
Yep.
I probably read
Star is Born.
Like the most of these books out of anyone here, so I feel like I need to get it right. I really feel like it's an author.
No, all of you guys missed it.
Dang
think
it.
All right,
every one of us?
Because AV loves these books.
Okay,
no.
Then wait, is it an unemployed teenager?
No, it's not an unemployed teenager or a radio DJ. They also did not make it. What is the second most common occupation when you hear it? I think you'll go, duh. 314-531-9898. Answers coming your way when we kick off your first day of school with an hour of commercial-free music at 718.
Mega Minds.
Thank you.
By Ashley, this is home mostly sunny day today. High of 83.
Mega Minds.
All right, we are officially commercial free on your first day back from school. So welcome back to school. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Brett Mega Show. Start your first day back with a pop quiz. Mega Mind question of the day. All right, so the number one profession of characters in romance novels, doctor. It's always a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the number two most common profession?
People are really confident in the text line. They keep saying, duh, of course.
It's an obvious one.
But there's way different answers coming in from everyone. Teacher Suzanne says a college professor. Bubbles texted in and said a nurse. Connie texted in and said a handyman.
No.
That's another good one.
That's
Olivia
like porn,
said
Connie.
Olivia said a farmer. There's a CEO, professional sports player, and then a lot of people are saying a teacher.
No one got it.
Is it like an entrepreneur?
No. The entrepreneur's a good one though. That was actually pretty common. I will maybe give farmer as an answer. Cowboy.
Cowboy.
Oh,
job.
Cowboy.
Yeah, they work. Yes, cowboy is a job. He works and wrangles in the sheep and cattle.
Okay, that's a farmer.
I don't know. Farmer's different. I said I would probably give farmer as a point because you probably are considered
like a point.
Yeah. But you got to be like a cowboy. It's like
I'm afraid
Western.
Like our deep southern Missouri people are going to text me and be like, you're not a cowboy.
Mega Minds.
All right. We are officially commercial free on the Brett Mega Show, and we are going to play a fun game here in like 3 minutes. And, we want you to be part of the secret on Y98 Singles. I'm going to make you guys all enemies for a second here on the Brett Mega Show. We're going to play a secret word game. So this is how this game will work while we're commercial free. I have pieces of paper that I've written secret words on. I won't tell you if it's a silly word or a regular word. You guys can decide for yourself. Everyone can decide on their own if you think it's some words I might think is regular and you might think is silly. So I've written these secret words on a piece of paper. I'll hand each member of the show a secret word. You have 1 hour while we're commercial free to use that secret word on the show secretly without getting busted.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to be terrible.
I know, right. Me too.
You have to use it. The last person standing, I promise a special treat by Friday. I haven't decided what it is yet, but whoever wins will get a special treat by Friday. I think I have some things I'm working on that you guys might be excited about, but by Friday, a special treat for the last person standing. So I'll go ahead and take your word.
Do you know what you're handing us or no? It's just random.
I know. Yeah, you pick whatever one you want. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't assign anyone a word. You just pick whatever word you want and open it up.
I love a special treat.
Here's the key, though. You have to use your secret word without getting busted. So if Hannah uses her secret word and AB goes, oh my God, Hannah just used her secret word. Hannah, you're out.
Now, are we opening it?
Yep, you can open it. Take a look. No, don't show anyone your word. It's a secret word.
I know, but I'm showing.
Oh, the camera?
The camera, so people know that.
All right.
Yeah.
Everyone's making the sneaky.
I don't know that I can show the camera without making it up.
Yeah, yeah. So they have to. Here's the key. So if AB calls out Hannah, you're out. Now, if AB calls out Hannah and it's not her secret word, then AB is out. You can't call somebody else out.
Let's say...
You can just start working in crazy words.
Exactly.
Yeah. And people be like, oh my God, I think that's Kevin's secret word.
And if Hannah decides, not...
Hannah risks it, and if Hannah's out, you're still in. So you can start working in crazy words if you want.
That's...
Also, if a listener calls you out, you are still in, but we want you to play along. We want to see if listeners can call it out, okay? See if they can see it, okay?
I'm scared to talk.
Yeah. I know. This is
hard. To work in. So you have 1 hour to use your secret word. By 8:27, there will be a winner of
this
the last
person. This is
going
to be Maleficent.
Thing.
You better be coy about it.
Oh, the games have already begun. See if you can bust anyone using their secret word while we're commercial free for the next hour. A lot of parents asked for like an extra espresso today because it's back to school. On the Brett Manga Show, we are commercial free as you kick off your first day of school. And we started something last week. We announced it, and something we've been working pretty hard behind the scenes. And even as back to school starting, we're like, oh my God, are we too late? But we are going to do a backpack drive at Miller Furniture. We've posted all the information for you, but it's Fairview Heights, Illinois, on Saturday, August 24th, starting at 9:30. Because we want as many kids to go to school and have backpacks that they love and are excited about and have the tools they need to create an education they have and they need. And we did something last year, and we'll still do it this year, because we know how nerve-wracking back to school is, not only with the school supplies and the bullying that happens with that, but just going to school in general is stressful. Henry, you were talking about your niece and nephew got twins. They're in sixth grade. One of the biggest changes in their life is going to be middle school, sixth grade. It's crazy that this is such a big transitional year in sixth grade.
I know. I feel like the transition, at least in the district they're in, from fifth grade to sixth grade is bigger than it was for me to go from eighth grade to high school or even to college. Like, I felt like sixth grade was a massive change, massive amount of stress. You're like basically independent for the first time ever, and it's, you have real schoolwork, so it's scary.
You get the collie wobbles when you go back to when you switch schools.
And so, do you?
So one of
you do indeed.
Everyone's kind of giggling because we handed out secret words a moment ago. If you missed it, and if you use your secret word in a sentence and get away with it, no one calls you out for it. You can win a big prize.
Can I call Alex out?
Do you want to call?
Are you doing
out?
It?
I'm calling Alex out.
All right, this
collie wobbles.
If Kevin is not correct, then Kevin is immediately eliminated. Alex, is that your secret word?
That is not my secret word.
Oh! You're a trickster. Oh, that was good.
So well Kevin is well. Not.
Oh, man.
Kevin is not in. Kevin, do not tell anyone what your secret word is until the end, because it might help other people. So
well
Kevin can no longer win. Alex is faked about and pumped about. But what we getting back on track after the secret word is, one of the things that we ended up doing last year is we sent Mason, who was nervous about going to school. So I think she was going to a new school for the first time. She was anxious, and we sent her like a video saying, we are hype people. We are part of your family. We're part of your crew. You have friends, even though it may not feel like you have friends. Mason has come up to the studio multiple times, and Mason's mom wrote us about us doing this back to school drive and for backpacks for kids and just our relationship with Mason, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, so she actually sent us a box of crumble cookies, and on the box it wrote, I've owed the show crumble for a while now, so LOL, surprise! I wanted to share a cool thing that I think speaks for itself about the kind of people you are and how much your listeners appreciate you guys. Mason had open house and received a handout of an About Me sheet, which included her favorite things, places, people, etc. I got to the people part with her, and of course she wanted to tell her teacher about her radio family. To write down, you guys had left a lasting impression for her, Caden, and all of your listeners every day. The back-to-school things you do to help, I just absolutely love. Please take some treats to others and family if you want. Thank you for just being you. Hope to see you guys soon. Love, Mason and family.
That's so cool.
That is cool.
That one, like, she gets to talk about her friends. She talks about us, and we are. Like, we're your crew, Mason. We'll still be your friends. So the offer still stands. If you have any kids out there that are just, like, nervous about going back to school or stressed out, we'll make a video. We'll send them messages. They can be part of our crew, and we'll do whatever we can do to help, because I know how stressful it is for parents. So if you want to text us or call us at 314-531-9898, but you are just part of us. We know that how much stress comes with back to school, and so we're going to try to alleviate some of that stress when it comes to the backpacks and it comes to the school supplies. 9:30 in Illinois, Fairview Heights, Illinois. We're going to be at the Miller Furniture on Saturday trying to help people out, but also want to help from kids suffering from any anxiety. We'll be there every step of the way. We are still commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. And something happened this morning, and I don't know if I was an a-hole or not. We'll talk about it in 3 minutes. Does no one use cash anymore? Does that, like, make me a jerk? A real question, and I really want your opinion on this. If someone pays in coins, are they being a jerk? Is that annoying? Are you, like, just being inconvenient to the cashier?
Unless it's exact change.
If the, yeah, if it's not like you're just like, say like something costs $6 and you're like, I got $6 in quarters. You hand them $6 in quarters. Are you being a jerk? 314-531-9898. I did this morning. I pay in cash still. It's how I create a budget. Dave Ramsey, man, check out the podcast. Change me. I was all in on paying for paying with everything in cash. It's how I create a budget. I take out specific amount of money. If I have cash, I can afford it. If I don't have cash, I can't afford it. Creates a budget for me. Real simple. Boom. You could, you know, when you make $1 million, Dave Ramsey and Brett Maga, you're welcome.
All right.
And so when I had a couple of bucks left in cash from the weekend, take out my weekend cash. And I had I had $2 left. And I went to Starbucks. And I was like, oh, I got $2. Can't get a coffee for $2 anymore. Right. It's like $4 for a coffee. So I was like, oh, I got a bunch of quarters in my car. So I had $2 in cash, $2 in quarters.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to call
Are
him
you
out?
Doing it?
Calling Alex out.
All right, this
golly wobbles.
If Kevin is not correct, then Kevin is immediately eliminated. Alex, is that your secret word?
That is not my secret word.
You're a trickster. Oh, that was good.
So well Kevin done. Is well. Not.
Oh, man.
Kevin is not in. Kevin, do not tell anyone what your secret word is until the end because it might help other people. So
well
Kevin
played.
Can no longer win. Alex is faked about a pumped about. But what we getting back on track after the secret word is one of the things that we ended up doing last year is we sent Mason, who was nervous about going to school. So I think she was going to a new school for the first time. She was anxious and we sent her like a video saying we are hype people. We are part of your family. We're part of your crew. You have friends. Even though it may not feel like you have friends, Mason has come up to the studio multiple times and Mason's mom wrote us about us doing this back to school drive and for backpacks for kids and just our relationship with Mason, which I think is so cool.
Yeah. So she actually sent us a box of crumble cookies and on the box it wrote, I've owed the show crumble for a while now. So LOL surprise. I wanted to share a cool thing that I think speaks for itself about the kind of people you are and how much your listeners appreciate you guys. Mason had open house and received a handout of an About Me sheet, which included her favorite things, places, people, etc. I got to the people part with her, and of course she wanted to tell her teacher about her radio family. To write down, you guys had left a lasting impression for her, Caden, and all of your listeners every day. The back-to-school things you do to help, I just absolutely love. Please take some treats to others and family if you want. Thank you for just being you. Hope to see you guys soon. Love, Mason and family.
That's so cool.
That is cool.
That one, like, she gets to talk about her friends. She talks about us, and we are. Like, we're your crew, Mason. We'll still be your friends. So the offer still stands. If you have any kids out there that are just, like, nervous about going back to school or stressed out, we'll make a video. We'll send them messages. They can be part of our crew, and we'll do whatever we can do to help because I know how stressful it is for parents. So if you want to text us or call us at 314-531-9898, but you are just part of us. We know that how much stress comes with back to school, and so we're going to try to alleviate some of that stress when it comes to the backpacks and it comes to the school supplies. 9:30 in Illinois, Fairview Heights, Illinois. We're going to be at the Miller Furniture on Saturday trying to help people out, but also want to help from kids suffering from any anxiety. We'll be there every step of the way. We are still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And something happened this morning, and I don't know if I was an a-hole or not. We'll talk about it in 3 minutes. Does no one use cash anymore? Does that, like, make me a jerk? A real question. and I really want your opinion on this. If someone pays in coins, are they being a jerk? Is that annoying? Are you, like, just being inconvenient to the cashier?
Unless it's exact change.
If the, yeah, if it's not, like, you're just, like, say, like, something costs $6, and you're like, I got $6 in quarters. You hand them $6 in quarters. Are you being a jerk? 314-531-9898. I did this morning. I pay in cash still. It's how I create a budget. Dave Ramsey, man, check out the podcast. Change me. I was all in on paying for paying with everything in cash. It's how I create a budget. Take out a specific amount of money. If I have cash, I can afford it. If I don't have cash, I can't afford it. Creates a budget for me. Real simple. Boom. You could, you know, when you make $1 million, Dave Ramsey and Brett Maga, you're welcome.
All right.
And so when I had a couple of bucks left in cash from the weekend, take out my weekend cash. And I had I had $2 left. And I went to Starbucks and I was like, oh, I got $2. Can't get a coffee for $2 anymore. Right. It's like $4 for a coffee. So I was like, oh, I got a bunch of quarters in my car. So I had $2 in cash, $2 in quarters. And the cashier, when I go to pay, she was like, this is only $1.75. And I was like, oh, my bad. And I was like, are you sure? And she's like, show it to me. And it was $2. And so I was like, oh, here's another quarter just in case. So I gave her quarters. She's like, you know, paying in quarters makes you a real jerk.
What?
She said
wow.
She
called you out.
She said those
she
words.
Called me out. She goes, yeah, you like this like paying in coins was made you a real jerk.
I went to that same Starbucks this morning. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, thank you.
She's new.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe she's new to collecting money because it's money. I'm paying with money. I don't get it. I went to the zoo this weekend too, and it's all cash. It's all like cashless. I had to pay with a card. Mm-hmm. So that means I had to go back to my bank and deposit more money back in after I was like, oh, because I'd used my card.
So it was only 8 quarters.
Yes.
Oh, okay. and that made you a jerk?
I think I think I'm not being a jerk.
I think $2 in quarters is reasonable.
Yeah, I think very much so.
I think it doesn't matter the amount of quarters. I think she's the jerk if she's not wanting to do her job and count
Thank
the money.
You.
I'm flabbergasted hearing this.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know if you're like a jerk per se, but it's really annoying that you're just like standing there fumbling with your wallet, like lollygagging. The line behind you is probably getting longer. Like, I don't like those people that do that.
I mean, did you have most of the quarters ready when you pulled up to the window?
Yes. I still think so. Like when I went to the zoo is what made me think of this though, too, is it popped in my head is we live where concerts where cash is slower. Like AB had said, it slows down the process. Mm-hmm. You got to give change back. You have to keep mm-hmm. change. People don't like it. So I'm thinking maybe I honestly got annoyed. I love the zoo. I got annoyed that it was, and I think maybe it's because of environment. I don't really know. I'm like, why is this cashless? Like, I feel like that's more annoying when places you go, but they say this is happening. More and more places are cashless. I think they're being the jerk. I think that's more annoying.
I do think that it is weird, though, when they won't just take your cash.
I think it's weird when you pay with cash.
Okay. 314-531-9898. Where are you on this? Do you think if someone pays with quarters and coins, you are annoying, you are a jerk? Or do you think, like, money's money. Why do you care? 314-531-9898. Cheers to being commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. Cheers to back to school, too. That's why we got rid of the commercials. Actually, we've always been commercial-free. That's how we roll every single day on the Brett Maga Show. But we do say thank you to the teachers going back to school. Parents, thank God they're going back to school, right? Okay, I want to know if I was being a jerk or not. I pay with cash. And sometimes, like, I have a budget, so if I have no more dollars, I know I can't afford something. But like for today, for an example, I had $2 left, and you can't get a coffee for $2, but I wanted a coffee this morning, and so I went to, you know, a Starbucks, and it was like $5 for a coffee, so I paid the rest in quarters because I had that. So then I can afford the coffee. That's how I know I can afford it. And the cashier literally goes to me, and she's like, you're a real jerk for paying with all these quarters. Like, is that a thing nowadays? I thought quarters are money. Let's go to Sandy. Sandy, you're a cashier. Does it make me a jerk? Does it make me a jerk that I paid with cash? Sandy,
hello?
Sandy, can you take it off Bluetooth or speakerphone? And then does it make me a jerk that I paid with cash? All right.
No, it doesn't make you a jerk. Because I work at a gas station, so we do have the right to refuse change if it's too much. Because at the end of our shift, they don't want us to be too change heavy. They want us to be balanced out with the ones and the fives.
So but you can refuse.
I just don't understand that, though. It's money.
So at a gas station, you can just say, I don't want your money? That's a thing?
Pretty much. Like, it just depends on our drawer.
Wow. Have you ever done that before?
I have, like, $15, $20 in quarters. I can't really accept too many more because it's not going to equal out at the end of my shift.
So you're better to go early in the day if you're going to use all that change.
Call. Wow, that's interesting.
It's not going to equal out your drawer. If someone bought something, you pay for the quarters.
Right.
They would rather refuse your money than have to rearrange their drawer. They don't want a hodgepodge of things in their drawer. Mm-hmm.
Angie, what do you think? You're a cashier. Is this inappropriate? Am I being a jerk for using quarters?
I don't think it is. The gas station I work in a small town. I'm used to people paying with change, and I get a large amount. I think it's part of my job to count that money. It's still money.
Yes. Okay,
one way or another.
But you said you work in a small town. Maybe this is where I belong, guys. Small town bread over here.
It kind of does seem
like cities refuse cash. But small towns like it.
Yeah. Right.
Heart of America.
Joe had pointed it out. Like, it might be just a sign of the times. Like, times are changing. That more people are going cashless. And he felt like, you know, about trusting employees, too.
Yeah, when he called in, he said that, too. He goes, you know, is it a thing to where, you know, your employee, all your employers are going, wait, I don't trust these people to count the cash right. Mm. So, therefore, I don't want them dealing with cash. It's easier if they deal with cards.
Guys, that scares me. The fact that we don't trust our cashiers to count like 5 cents, 10 cents, a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Marianne, does it make me a jerk when I pay with quarters?
I want to say 8 quarters is probably fine, but if it's not exact chains and you're going more than that, you're a jerk.
I just don't get it. The screens tell you exact change of what you have to give back anyway, I'm pretty sure. So you just have to know, like, a quarter equals 25 cents, a nickel equals 5.
Guys, maybe this shows you how broke I am. Someone wants to hand me, like, $10,000 in pennies, my ass will take $10,000 in pennies right now. Like, I don't get it. Like, people are like, I only like a certain amount of money. Like, I only like my money counted in, like, $100 bills. Like,
maybe it's just because we're in radio. Like, money's money.
Yeah, right. Well, like, I'm just lucky to actually see a penny.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, oh, a penny, thank God. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Sabrina Carpenter might be in her single era amidst breakup rumors. I'll tell you all the tea in just 3 minutes.
We are still commercial free on back to school day. Hopefully you're taking your kids back to school and you get a little freedom, parents. Hopefully it was emotional, teardrops falling, I'm sure. Let me let you in on a little secret. Earlier in the show at like 7:25, when we kicked off our hour of commercial free music, I gave every single person an envelope. They opened up the envelope and there was a secret word inside. They had 1 hour while we were commercial free for this hour to reveal and use their secret word in a sentence within context of the show. And if you called out another person and it wasn't their secret word, you were out. If you were able to use your secret word and get away with it, last person standing would win a prize at the end. Kevin called out Alex. What word did Alex use?
I don't know. It was like cattywampus or something like that. It was a word.
It
didn't really fit. And I was like, well, I'm going to give it a shot. And I was wrong.
So
Alex
Kevin
just,
is out.
He played me.
I was just flabbergasted with that.
Okay. So Kevin.
Oh, come on.
I used that to try to fake people out a little bit. Or did I?
I'm so scared to call anyone out.
Okay.
I can call all y'all.
People have been using
Kevin's
some
bamboozled over there. Has no idea what's going on.
Alex, stop talking.
So we will find out in less than about 30 minutes from now if anyone has been able to use their word. Do you guys want to know if anyone's used it yet or not?
Yes.
Yes. I believe two people have already used the word.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Two people?
Two.
I actually think almost everyone. I think everybody. Everyone's starting to get risky now.
Maybe all three have. I'm out.
It's really bad at this game.
I'm out.
We want you. If you feel like you heard
Kevin's
someone using a word,
is too high for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Call them out on our text line, like 314-531-9890. Like, oh, I think Hannah used it. I think Alex used it. And see, and tell us the word you think they use, and we'll reveal it. What each person's word was at like 8:20 today.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Sabrina Carpenter has been dating Barry Keoghan, and if you don't know Barry, he's the guy who licks the bathwater in the movie Saltburn. So now you know. They hard launched in December, and he was even in her Please, Please, Please music video. There hasn't been like too much press about them together since it's been fairly new, so no news has been good news in this case. Until it's not. And now it's rumored that the couple maybe isn't so happy and have recently split up. The only sign of, like, quote, hope that they're together is that Barry recently liked Sabrina's picture she posted in her, like, light blue lingerie. But, I mean, come on. Even if they're exes and she posted it in lingerie.
No, but you're not allowed to click it. Like, you can't click your ex's lingerie pics.
It's lingerie pics. He obviously likes it.
Okay, so if your ex all of a sudden went on a picture of your lingerie and clicked like on Instagram, what would your reaction be? Oh, duh.
I mean...
No, you would not. That's so inappropriate. He has a girlfriend. I can't believe he did that. Like, I think that's telling that he did that.
I don't know. But also in a recent Rolling Stones interview, Sabrina opened up and said, the dating pool is the pool. And when you meet people that feel authentic and are so brilliant and amazing in every way, that's what you do. But at the same time, she dodged questions about her and Barry's relationship. So... She kind of said something good, kind of said something bad, really wishy-washy, but I think they're fine if he's liking her Instagram pictures.
I do think the Instagram picture tells me they're fine, but I think they're an on-again-off-again couple, which is so annoying. Like, oh, they're good, and then they're not good, and that's where the rumors come from. I don't think the rumors come from nowhere, especially in Hollywood. Somebody's getting this gossip, and it's because they're one of those couples that have big fights that are public. People get a hold of it, then they go and resolve it, click and like on the lingerie pictures, and they're all good, and then just give us two more weeks. But they won't make it. They'll never make it. They're going to break up, Sabrina and Barry.
That's hogwash.
No. That's funny.
Okay, Mr. Negative.
Do you think they're going to make it? I don't think so. I think Sabrina is going to be single for a very long time. She's like the it girl.
They're not going to make it.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
What? No.
Do you think
Negative Nellies. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
Maybe Hannah's worth a second of Nellie.
You'll never know.
The hashtag baby is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
When Hannah was at a concert, drama went down. Was she in the wrong, or was the person who said something to Hannah in the wrong? We'll talk about it in 3 minutes. All right, what's concert etiquette? Okay, we want you to weigh in on this situation that happened with Hannah. Hannah went to a concert this past weekend when we were in San Diego. We went to Luke Bryan. 314-531-9898. Hannah was basically told she was having too much fun at a concert.
Yep.
That's how you feel, at least.
Yeah, I'm very, very upset about this. So me, AB, and then our friend from The Burt Show, Abby, they're based out of Atlanta. We all went to the Luke Bryan concert together, having a great time. Like, my favorite setting situation ever is being at a country concert with my girlfriends. I feel like I'm free. I can dance. I can drink. I can have fun. And I'm dancing along to Luke Bryan singing. Then all of a sudden, I have someone touching me on the shoulder. And it was the woman from behind us spreading me and Abby apart. And she was like, hey, I'm going to take a video of this song. So can you guys just like chill out? And I was flabbergasted. I was like, what? Like,
all right. So first I'm going to stop the story.
Well, hold on. Because I remember the story differently. Weren't there. Huh. You weren't being touched.
Pause for the story. Alex wants to call out Hannah's secret word, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because she's now used it twice, and I also used it to fake people out, and her word is flabbergasted.
Wrong! Yeah!
Oh!
Wow.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Wow. So Alex has eliminated himself.
Yeah.
Which... Alex has already used his word, right? You were clean.
Yeah.
He used it and he was clean, but tried to call out Hannah. So now it's down to Hannah and AB. We gave them secret words to use, and if they used it in a sentence and didn't get called out, they would win a prize at the end. But if you called someone out and it wasn't their secret word,
you'd
be out. Yes.
I
don't understand how this game works.
I also thought it because I text Kevin that I think Hannah used her word. So I would have called her out, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. But no,
that
Hannah.
That wasn't my word.
All right, well.
Wow, Hannah's messing with people now.
Right.
Okay, so back to the story, though, really quickly. Hannah is told, hey, can you stop dancing for a second so I can film? You're kind of getting in the way of me videotaping the concert while she's dancing, hanging out with her friends. AB, you don't think this is wrong.
I don't remember it happening this way. I'm standing next to Hannah, and Hannah and Abby are having a full conversation.
Oh,
and
they're
so,
talking.
Yes, they weren't dancing and singing along. They're having a conversation very loud. And the girl behind them was like, hey, like, love the song. I want to film it. Can you guys be quiet for a second?
She was not.
I think would be totally valid.
She was not kind about it. Like, she went immediately to, like, separating us, like, stop. And that was not okay. I'm at a concert. I'm there to have fun. I'm there to talk. I'm there to sing. I'm there to do whatever the hell I want. We were there at, like, buying tickets. We can do what we want. I thought it was so rude. I don't really care about her experience, honestly.
Okay, so I agree with 90% of what Hannah is saying, except till that point. You can't be rude to other people's experience, so you can't infringe on their experience. I don't know.
It wasn't, though. Like,
no, I agree with
everybody
you on that.
Is dancing and singing. Yeah. You're at a concert.
Agreed.
If you want an amazing video, you need to get, like, an acoustic VIP session or something by yourself.
Concerts.
Everybody is
Agreed.
Dancing and singing and talking. You're never going to get, like, a clear shot video of what you want.
But if you're talking really loud, like AB says, then I see the woman's point.
I don't really see if... I don't think I was.
Okay, here's the point that I think I'm coming from. If this person's talking really loud, there's no way... I'm allowed to talk, but there's no way you can't hear the music. I mean, there's like, there's a sound machine.
Yeah, right.
Disagree.
I'm just going to give Hannah the benefit of the doubt that you can still hear the songs, you can sing along. I feel like you can't get a good video quality, and I don't care about your video. I think people
That's
film
what I'm
way
saying.
Too many times.
I agree
with Hannah on that. That's not fair. If you can hear the song and they can enjoy the song, then dance, sing, and enjoy the song. If people are having a conversation... That, like they do, Alex performs live in bars all the time. People talk, mingle.
Yeah.
That's what live music's for.
She pulled like a Miranda Lambert on me.
It's not for your phone videos. It's not
but
for
But maybe
your...
it was her nice way, nicer
She
way.
Was not like, hey, girly, hi, I'm really kind. She was like, move.
Maybe it was her nicer way of telling you to talk quieter, though.
Yeah,
Kevin wanted one said people shouldn't stand at concerts. He's old. He wanted everyone to sit.
Exactly.
So here's what his opinion is.
My thing is this: first off, she touched you. You don't touch anybody. You
That's
want
assault,
as
brother.
Soon as exactly. That's assault, brother. So that right away would make me angry. I mean, regardless, but I also think the approach. If she's very kind and I say, look, I've been enjoying the show. I really just want to get a clean video. Can you guys quiet down just a little bit? Just for about 30 seconds. I think that that's part of it, too. If you were to approach it from a nicer standpoint.
Then I think she's valid for doing that.
No.
Right. Never valid.
I have never. It's going to sound like this old man, and I know it, but... More people need to put their phones down
and enjoy the show. Enjoy
what
the
if
show?
That was her favorite song, the only song she wanted to film?
You
don't
still hear it.
And how many times do people watch those?
I watch mine every day.
They sound like
yourself. You're crazy.
Do you? Because they
yes,
sound like
genuinely.
Crap.
Genuinely, yes.
Really?
Yes.
I always think whenever you film something...
You're like, what are you going to do with that
yeah,
video
what,
later
It's like
on.
The people videotape the fireworks. Like, are you really going to watch these fireworks on the 4th of July? It's the same thing. I'm like, stop videotape it. You're never... You maybe post it on Instagram and guarantee... You two, AB included, every time you post one of those videos, I just click it real quick. I'm like, it's Sabrina Carpenter singing. Cool. Like, I think Hannah's in the right. She's mingling and hanging out with her friends.
Thank you. Click
she
that
paid
so I can
admission.
Have it for later.
Yeah. She paid admission. It's a party. Party is where people talk, sing, dance, do whatever, twerk it, whatever you want to do.
And it's Luke Bryan. That's like one of the most fun, entertaining concerts. But regardless, that shouldn't care. I was having fun. I'm so mad at that lady.
What's concert etiquette? Can you sing? Can you dance? Can you talk? Or do you have to be appropriate? And was this person in the wrong for saying, hey, Hannah, chill out on your dancing. Chill out on having your conversation if that's what was happening so I can film this song? 314-531-9898. We in on this on Y98 St. Louis. Still rolling commercial free, and we're trying to figure out who was in the right or wrong with Hannah getting involved in some concert drama. Only Hannah would go to a lovely concert, have a time of her life, dance it away, and then get into some drama. Of course, yep. Hannah did. So Hannah went to Luke Bryan, big country concert, and I agree with Hannah. Luke Bryan is known for throwing a party when he throws a concert. He likes to, his music is very lively. So she was dancing with some friends, and this is where the story gets a little wishy-washy. She says she was just dancing and singing and having a good time. AB, on the other hand, is taking this other person's side, not her friend's side, mm-hmm. which is interesting. this perfect stranger who said, can you stop dancing? Can you stop singing? I'm trying to take a video. And AB thought, well, you guys are talking, and that's not appropriate at concerts. I agree with Anna. Like, talking, singing, they're all the same difference. And as long as you can hear the music and everyone's doing it, that's what people are doing. They're here to party. It's a party. People, some people talk, some people sing, some people stand there awkwardly like me and move side to side and then like try to pretend like you're dancing.
The fun police was there.
But like Kevin has said, like he prefers that people sit at concerts.
It's right. Yes.
That's just never going to happen.
314.
We wouldn't have this conversation, would we?
314-531-9898. Sharon.
Yes, sir.
Who is AB's mother? Whose side are you on, Hannah's or AB's?
Come on.
I am 100% on my daughter's side.
I thought you were fun.
Wow.
And first of all, Brett, talking and singing are not the same thing.
I was recently
at a Tate McRae concert, sitting next to my sister-in-law, having fun, singing, dancing, whatever. Then someone she knew shows up and comes sits next to her, and they start talking throughout the entire concert. People in front of us were turning around, behind us, they were talking so loud and disrupting. I felt awful. That's not okay.
Was it good gossip, though, at least, that you could overhear?
You have got to be respectful of people around you. I'm all about singing and dancing, but when you can't sit there and just talk.
No.
During a concert.
And AB and I talked at Luke Bryan, too.
Hannah?
Not really. You maybe talked at me.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
And Hannah, do you want to respond to Mama Bear Sharon right now?
Love you.
Thank you so much for the love. I do think I said this too. You cannot infringe on someone else's concert experience. So to me, there are two different experiences, right? Like, so what Sharon is talking about, she couldn't hear the music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That is different. Hey, I need to get good video. Not okay.
That's a good enough excuse for me.
I don't know what the conversation and level is, but I feel like conversation is probably not going to interfere with the music that you're hearing. But it could interfere with the video quality that you're taking. I'm not here to make sure you get a good video. If you want a good video of Luke Bryan, go get a different angle. Go somewhere else. But for me, you can't also hurt someone else's concert experience. And that is inappropriate if you are talking that loud. That mm-hmm. is annoying. And that's
also
a whole different
concert is not the place or time to like carry on a conversation. Go get a cup of coffee or a drink mm-hmm. with that person.
Well,
if the conversation's that, you know,
yeah,
that important.
Okay.
There was some juicy tea happening. There's some text coming in that said there's limits. Dancing until you bump into folks. Talk until you disrupt others. Film into your phone. Block someone's view. Everyone's limits are different. I agree.
Yeah,
and I don't think I was being like crazy doing all these different shenanigans. Like I literally thought I was being completely fine, just having fun like everybody else there, except the fun police behind me who's not having fun.
I felt like that text message should be printed out. Everyone should have that because I felt like that was great. Talk, as long as you're not like being disrespectful, sing, dance, make sure you don't bump it into people. AB, you're going to be the final judge. Was she talking too loud?
Yes.
There you have it, folks.
Wow.
Are you in on the Brett Magus Show? Secret word. So at 7:25 this morning, as we kicked off an hour of commercial-free music, I handed everyone an envelope, and in that envelope was a word, and they had to use that word in a sentence within 1 hour while we were commercial-free, as we're hanging out with you, as you get back to school, get back to work. And if you use that word in a sentence and no one called you out, you were the winner. If you called someone else out, though, you would eliminate them, like if you got busted. But if you busted someone and that wasn't their word, like they faked you out, then, hey, then you would be out. That happened to Kevin almost immediately. Alex used an interesting word. Kevin goes, that's got to be his word. Call Alex out, and it wasn't his word. Alex, what was your word?
My word was bamboozle.
Bamboozle!
Oh, okay, you had so many weird words that I didn't know. I thought it was hodgepodge.
Really?
Yeah, I think I thought that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, that's the game. You. That is the game to try
but
to confuse
Alex
you guys.
Was eliminated when he called out Hannah for using the word flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm.
Which flabbergasted me because that was my word.
That was Kevin's word.
Alex used it too, so I thought everybody's using the word flabbergasted.
Wow. I'm flabbergasted hearing this.
Thank
you. Yeah.
So Kevin, you thought, oh, Alex must be using it.
I said, everybody's got flabbergasted because Hannah used it twice.
Hannah used it twice.
AB's waiting on hers.
So then AB, though, later in the, literally within one sentence of each other, Alex used the word flabbergasted. And then AB, literally a sentence later, while we were talking about the coins, me paying with coins, was I being a jerk with paying with coins? AB said this.
I don't know if you're like a jerk per se, but it's really annoying that you're just like, standing there fumbling with your wallet, like lollygagging, the line behind you.
Lollygagging!
Yeah!
Yeah!
That was smooth!
And she was super smooth with that. But no one could figure out Hannah's word. Alex had called it out, thought it was flabbergasted.
I think I know what it is now.
What do you think Hannah's word is?
I think it's wishy-washy.
Nope.
Okay, Hannah, show everyone what your word is.
My word, I used it last break, the Luke Bryan break. Shenanigans.
Oh!
Shenanigans!
Yes! Tricked ya.
Tricked you. So Hannah used shenanigans, got away with it. AB used lollygag, got away with it. The boys did not. They got busted like we thought boys would.
Nope. This game has made me flabbergasted.
Text us if you like that game. We'll play it again if you want us to play a different set of secret words. 314-531-9898. Or say, guys, get rid of that game. That game sucked. To let us know. We are still commercial free. Bamboozle, flabbergasted, lollygagging, all the above. Dream high in the-
it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
There's one thing about Taylor Swift and all of her Swifties. It's that they love a good hidden message, like a little Easter egg moment. They always do that. Taylor's a super smart businesswoman, so she always like drops little hints about her future plans. Well, the latest thing that the Swifties are really like reading into and digging into is that Taylor will be launching her Reputation, Taylor's version of her album. Everybody thinks this because as she was exiting the stage this past Saturday in London, Taylor used like a snake-like wave motion to wave goodbye instead of her normal wave, and the Reputation album is like all like snakes and stuff. Yeah.
Kanye and Kim called her a snake.
Yeah. And so all the Swifties now think that the Reputation album is going to be coming out because of the way she like swiveled her hand and like did it, like moved it like a snake. But one theory just isn't enough though. So they think even more specifically that Taylor will announce the re-recorded LP before her final London show on August 20th. So they think that she's going to do it before August 20th.
Tomorrow.
And the surprise songs for the 14-time Grammy winner perform the same show.
Yeah, which is tomorrow, which is crazy. Normally, I would say this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No.
Because it's a wave, and you guys are just literally cherry-picking anything. It's Taylor. Everything she does is on purpose. Mm-hmm. Even the way she waves. And we do know that we're eventually going to get a Taylor version of Reputation. And then we get a weird wave. I just feel like, although it might seem absurd, we might overthinking a wave.
It's happening.
It's probably Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, it's just time and time over again that little things like that have happened.
Yeah.
So people have their microscope out for good reason. We all need it.
Yep. Exactly.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Are you really a psycho? A little bit psycho? We'll test and see if you're out of your mind.
All right. So it's the first day of school. Let's see if you can solve some mystery riddles, all right? This one will make you think. Do some math, all right? I add 5 to 9, and I get 2. The answer is correct, I swear. What am I?
You add...
What?
Say it again.
I add 5 to 9, and the answer is 2. What am I?
I had 5 to 9.
Is the answer correct? Is it something like work related? Because people usually work 5 to 9.
Oh, they work 9 to 5.
Oh. Yeah. I was thinking right. The same thing, though. Yeah.
I had 5 to 9.
My brain can't compute something.
I had
like
5 to 9, and I get 2. The answer is correct. So what am I?
You're a 2-digit number, because 5 plus 9 is 14. Mm-hmm. You're 2 digits.
Incorrect.
Ah,
that was a good guess.
Good guess.
Did it have something to do with time?
It does.
What? I can't, like, do time on the clock.
You need a digital clock.
Yeah, I need a digital clock.
That's a separate problem. 5 to 9 and get 2.
2 o'clock?
Now you get
Hannah's got it!
But, like, hey! She doesn't even understand
it. It's a clock.
Yeah. If you had five hours from nine,
it'd be 2.
2 o'clock. Brilliant. Wow.
Guys, I know. I know.
Hannah.
I know.
Hannah got it, but didn't even know she got it.
No.
It
clock.
Way to go.
Yes, if well you were done. Starting at 9 and you added 5 hours.
You would get 2.
You'd get
I know.
2 o'clock.
Are
you really a psycho? A little bit psycho?
God help
we'll
us.
Test and see if you're out of your mind.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Mega Show.
One thing's for sure, Alex is always all over St. Louis and super connected to everything that's happening in St. Louis. And he's like, oh, I got to leave the show a little early today. I'm going to go hang out with Jason Tatum. We're all like
what?
Jason Tatum from the Boston yeah. Celtics just won a gold medal. Jason Tatum. He's like, oh, yeah, Jason Tatum's in town. And I'm going to hang out with him.
Yeah. So my good friend, Victor Oladipo, one of my best friends from college, he's a NBA player and knows Jason Tatum real well. We've connected a couple times. Vic will come to St. Louis and visit. And whenever Tatum's here, we'll link up and hang out, whatever. And last week, my buddy Victor called me and he's like, hey, man, don't forget I'm coming to St. Louis on Monday next week. I'm like, why? And he's like, well, dude, I thought I told you, like, you and me are playing golf with Jason Tatum on Monday.
Is he having a golf outing, or are you guys just going to hang out and do golf?
So today is the Jason Tatum Foundation charity golf tournament, and so Jason Tatum gives back a lot to St. Louis, and
he
does that through his foundation, and so he has a annual golf tournament every year that, you know, a lot of the Boston Celtics guys come out to. I think Nelly was out there last year. It brings out just a ton of big name people. And I was lucky enough to get the invite this year. So today after the show, I'm going over and playing a little golf with Victor Oladipo, Jason Tatum, and I guess whoever else is part of this tournament.
Make sure you shout out the Brett Mega Show,
yeah.
You know?
I'm telling you, no doubt. So I'm going to see what I can do, you know, maybe have, you know, some footage throughout the day that we can maybe put on social later in the week. And, you know, it's scary for me. The pressure is on my shoulders today because I'm apparently supposed to be the ringer.
Uh-oh.
What?
With all these
what does that mean?
Olympic athletes and NBA players, you're the ringer, your team is screwed.
Yeah. That's what I said. I'm like, that's troubling when you have, you know, people that play professional sports for a living, and you're expecting me to come out and carry the team, to scramble, so you play the best ball.
Wow. But the funniest thing is, just because they play basketball doesn't mean they can play golf, but it is kind of funny. You're like, all these, like, high-level athletes are like, yeah, this is our guy.
High-level. I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm a little, the nerves are going a little bit just because, you know, golf's hard in general. But
it's a mental game.
It's a mental
game. Look at me with sports advice.
It's a mental game.
Then you throw in some, you know, Olympians watching you.
I saw that Tatum was at the throughout the first pitch at the Cardinals game yesterday, and he brought the trophy. Do you think he'll have the trophy and the gold medal?
You know, I'm hoping. Here's
you gotta bite that gold medal.
Here's ultimate goal for the day, right? It, you know, obviously, when I golf well, I need to carry the team. Maybe win the longest drive. I'm pretty good at driving it. I can win the longest drive, but I think ultimate goal for the day is to walk out of there with a picture of me with the gold medal around my neck.
Yeah.
Like the secret word competition we had earlier in the show, that has been your task. If you if you are willing to accept.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely.
We need a picture with the gold medal.
This is like how I was fangirling to meet Riley Green. You're fangirling to meet the gold medal.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty.
How many gold medals have you been around?
Yeah. You know, not many. So I'll let you know the real quality of it. I'll be sure to report back and see, you know, if it really is, as great as they say it is.
I think you need to grab it and be like, and just whack it on the table. Is this thing real?
Right. Oh, yeah.
See how they react. Well, go have fun hanging out with Jason Tatum.
I'll report back, and I'll be sending you a picture of me with the Olympic gold.
Okay, everyone's going to be checking to see if you actually can complete this challenge.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.